the bacon.
Oh, boy.
Good Lord, I could have lost a hand in there. Save some for me, you piranhas. Oh, hope I'm not interrupting a pleasant family breakfast.
Are you kidding? This is the Harpers, not the Huxtables.
Well, I just couldn't wait to tell you all the exciting news. I met a man.
Well, that's not exciting. That is downright miraculous.
As I was saying, I met this man, Mr. Keith Wheeler, at the Arts and Crafts Show yesterday, and he said that I had the nicest ornamental bucket he had ever seen.
Well, I have always thought that it was one of your best features.
Well, as it turns out, this Mr. Wheeler is an innovative merchandiser. He just travels all over the country looking for new ideas and inventions to distribute.
Oh, sounds like a man I should be meeting.
He's interested in Iola's bucket, not yours.
At any rate, Mr. Wheeler asked me to choose my favorite handicraft so that he could evaluate its market potential. So, I've got it narrowed down to my two favorites, but I need your unbiased opinion as to which one is best.
Well, I hope you're not going to show him that happy face toilet seat cover of yours.
Of course not. I'm aiming for the high-tech, high-income yuppie market.
Oh, well, no wonder she asked us to judge.
This is item A, the ultimate tooth fairy.
Well, she kind of looks like Barbie with wings.
At first glance, perhaps, but one flip of the wrist, she becomes an electric dental hygienist ready to fight plaque wherever it lurks. What do you think?
Well, yuppies first.
I don't know, Isle. I think there's something awful creepy about that.
I know what you mean. I wouldn't feel right ripping her little body apart just to clean my teeth.
You know, every time I think of the tooth fairy, it reminds me of teeth falling out.
Thanks, Isle. The fairy bite's the big one.
Oh, very well. Choice B's my favorite anyway. This one item will revolutionize the home health care industry.
Oh, tell me that's one of them June Allison things.
This is an invalid turner. Allow me to demonstrate, if I may. Now, pretend that this sack of laundry is the bedridden patient. All you have to do is wrap him up in the hypoallergenic liner using the convenient Velcro straps. So easy, so quick, so humane. Then you simply flip using the sturdy straps. Time for a pill? Time for a shot? Well,
let me take a look at that tooth fairy again.
But Thelma, this really works. I tried it on Mother. She said it was more fun than the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Hey, baby, maybe you and I better go for a flip in that thing tonight.
Come to think of it, all of this could be a big seller with perverts as a secondary market.
I could make it in lace or leather. Possibilities are endless.
Say, when are you meeting with this Mr. Wheeler?
He's coming by today at 2. Thelma, I hope you don't mind. I asked him to meet me over here.
What?
Well, you know how Mother breaks out in a rash around strangers.
Forget it, Iola.
Why not, Grandma? Maybe we can sell him some inventions, too.
Yeah, I've been working on an idea for years.
Well, be patient, baby. It'll come to you.
Oh, please, Thelma. This one little idea could make me millions.
It could make me a wreck. Trying to get this house cleaned up by 2 o'clock? Forget it. It's out of the question.
I'll give you a nickel for every one I sell.
Will you deadbeats get out of the way? I got a house to scrub.
Yeah, move that a little to the left, Skeeter. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Oh, here she comes. Here she comes.
Well, what kind of a mess are you making in my clean room?
You'll see. Sit down, Mama. Sit down.
We have made a little invention of our own.
And it's more surefire than the slinky. Sure, Uncle Ben.
Well, sir, I got this brainstorm one day down at Quick Keys when I was on my way to the dumpster.
That sounds like a perfect place for an idea of yours.
Yeah. See, I was carrying this box of old broken locks. Some without keys, some without tumblers. You get the picture. When I said to myself, Bent, I said, isn't there something that you can do to put these useless locks to good use?
I tell you, if he has said that once, he has said that 1,000 times.
So we put our heads together, and this is what we came up with.
You remember the pet rock? Well, take a look at the pet lock.
Well, for crying out loud.
You see, this is his little house, and this is his little family.
It's the daddy lock, and the mommy lock, and all the little baby locks. And this is their little locker spaniel.
And what do they drive around in? Their Cadillac.
Well, what do you say, Mama?
I say, get this crap off my table. Benton, you have come up with some lame ideas, but this one qualifies you for handicap parking.
Come
on. That's all right, Mr. Wheeler, now.
All right, now, I'm warning you.
Where's the dog? Oh, here he is, right here.
Okay.
Here we go. Now, stay.
If you three goons ruin Iola's demonstration, you are going to need an invalid flipper of your own.
Thelma,
I would like you to meet Mr. Keith Wheeler of Creative Marketing Concepts, Inc.
Well, hi. I'm Thelma Harper of Thelmola Industries Corp. Won't you please come in?
Thank you, Mrs. Harper.
Just pay no attention to them, Keith. They're some of our factory workers on a break.
Well, I am on a tight schedule, so if we might proceed with the demonstration.
Oh, by all means. It is my pleasure to present the Invalid Turner.
It comes in 6 soothing colors.
All machine washable.
And it has been road tested. She was able to flip her mother 26 times in 5 minutes.
Well, I certainly never have seen anything quite like it.
No, just take a look at all this hand stitching. Will you quit this junk out of the way?
My, what an unusual dollhouse. What is it exactly?
Oh, well, this is just a little invention of ours. We call it the pet lock.
The pet lock. The pet lock. The pet lock.
I think he likes it.
Who's the genius that came up with this concept?
The name is Benton Harper.
Harper, I've got a feeling that this little gym is going to sweep the nation.
Well, what about my invalid Turner?
Forget it, Iola. Can't you see the man's going with a winner? Come on home and rotate your mother. I always knew you had it in you, son. So, Keith, you really think this pet lock idea of ours is going to fly?
Just like Peter Pan. All you got to do is believe.
Oh, I do. I do. I do.
Great. Well, I got to go, but I'll be back at 5 to pick up the $800.
What $800?
Your good faith money. You put up $800 and I match it. That way we're equal partners. Unless, of course, you want to take a smaller percentage of the profits.
Well, no. No. $800 sounds perfectly okay to me. Right, guys?
Sure.
No problem.
Then it's settled. I'll be back at 5. Mrs. Harper, thank you for the coffee and cake.
Oh, my pleasure.
I can't tell you how much this afternoon has meant to me.
Oh, sure you can. $800.
$800? Boy, howdy, where are we going to raise that kind of money?
Well, I could cash in my life insurance. That's $70 right there.
No, honey, don't do that. What we need is to find somebody to back us who's got a big bankroll stashed away somewhere.
Oh, no! I'm not touching my Christmas club.
Oh, but Mama, in today's world, you got to risk some capital to make a gain.
Go tell it to Payne Weber. I got more faith in Kris Kringle than I do some lock in a diaper.
Oh, no, Mama. Don't think of this in dollars and cents. Think of it as your chance to say that you believe in me.
Benton, if I'm going to lie, I'm not going to pay $800 for the privilege.
Mama, I'm warning you. If you turn your back on me now, I'm never going to speak to you again.
Just keep talking, Benton. You're making this easier and easier.
I just can't believe Mr. Wheeler didn't like my invalid Turner idea.
I don't want to hear any more about ideas or inventions. I don't know when I've ever seen Benton so mad in my life. There was a moment there when those cold eyes were fixed on me, I swear. He almost looked like a man.
Oh, Thelma, don't worry. You know, Bent can't stay mad at you for too long.
Oh, it's been over an hour. You usually can't go 10 minutes without begging my forgiveness.
Afternoon, Miss Harper. Miss Harper, don't you recognize me? Detective Sneed, Raytown PD. Please, hold it down.
Well, keep your face out of my ferns.
Shh. I'm sorry to disturb you, but I'm working undercover today.
Well, my word. You look even younger out of uniform.
Thank you. They say the same thing about Don Johnson.
So, Sneed, tell me what brings Raytown Vice to my stoop.
You mind if we step inside? You never know who might be listening. Come, Miss Harper?
Oh, yes, sir.
Sit down, ladies. Now, Miss Harper, we have reason to believe that a suspected perpetrator of fraudulent investment scams has made contact with your household. He's a con artist known in the street as Wheeler the Dealer. He convinces people that their dumb ideas are worth millions. Has he been here?
Does a lock wear diapers?
Oh, I should have known that Keith Wheeler was a fake when he failed to see the potential in my invalid Turner.
Well, it's when he asked for that 800 simoleons that it tipped me off.
That's his modus operandi. Did you give him the money?
No, of course not. He's coming back for it at 5.
Perfect opportunity to catch him in the act. Miss Harper, can I count on your help?
Anything to put that worm behind bars.
Would you be comfortable wearing a wire?
Are you kidding? I'm a 44D. I've been wearing a wire since the 6th grade.
I'm referring to a radio transmitting device. Now, let's see. We can attach the microphone somewhere in here.
Hey, hey. Watch where you're putting your long arm of the law there, sonny.
Yes, ma'am. We have to hide the transmitter somewhere where the bulge won't be obvious. No problem here.
And they wonder why more citizens don't get involved.
In order for our case to hold up in court, there has to be a transfer of funds. Now here, make sure he accepts this marked money.
Oh, but what if he catches on?
If there's any problems, I'll be in the unmarked blue van parked across the street.
Oh, the one in front of the fire hydrant?
That's right. Oh, and one more thing. Please, don't tell anyone about this. Not even your family. We wouldn't want them acting strange.
Well, I don't think there's any way we can avoid that.
Mama!
Oh, no, you two get out of here quick. We don't want Dodo blowing our cover.
Yes, sir. In here, son of mine.
Mama, I thought it over and you're right. These pet locks are dumb. When Mr. Wheeler comes back, I'm telling him the deal is off.
Well, you sure as hell picked a great time to wise up.
Now, Benton, before you do something hasty, let's just talk about this pet lock idea.
Forget it. There is nothing to talk about. It's a stupid, dumb idea. They're just stupid, dumb locks, and I'm taking them out to the stupid, dumb trash.
No, no. Don't you dare throw out little Lockesha.
Who?
Little Lockesha, that's what I call the baby. And this is her
Big Brother, Lochinvar. he's going to Yale, working on his master's.
You gave him name?
Well, of course I did. I've fallen in love with these little stainless steel sweeties. I tell you, the Petlock family is something no home in America should be without.
Well, you really think so? You're not just saying this to be nice.
No, Benton, think. Would I put up $800 just to be nice to you?
Oh, Mama, you really do mean it. For the first time in my life, you are saying to me loud and clear that you believe in your boy. You never said that before.
Well, don't worry, baby. This afternoon, I'm going to broadcast it loud and clear. Testing. Testing. Yo, Sneed, if you can hear me, just give me a toot on that Toyota. Hey, Mr. Microphone, you just stay down in here where it's dark. Well, you do, don't come popping out.
Who are you talking to, Miss Hopper?
Oh, just a bosom buddy. Hello.
He's here.
Oh, that's him, Mr. Wheeler.
Yeah, our gravy train is right on time.
Now, calm down, everybody. I'll get it.
The hell you will. Now, I'm going to handle this thing.
Wait a minute. This is Fenton's idea.
Well, it is not Fenton's $800. Now, money talks, so the rest of y'all just sit down and shut up.
Well, Mr. Wheeler, won't you come on in and have a seat?
Thank you, Mrs. Harper. I want you all to know I have thought of nothing else but your wonderful pet key idea.
Yeah, that's pet lock.
Whatever. Now, if you'll just sign the contract and give me your good faith money, we've got ourselves a deal.
Mr. Keith Wheeler, would you mind explaining this business transaction to me again, please?
Why, of course. Our company agrees to develop and market your product.
Yeah, could you speak up? I'm a little hard of hearing.
Maybe if I could talk into your ear.
Just give me the bottom line.
All right. You give me $800, and I put up
$800. Fine, then you have a deal.
Now, wait a minute, Mama. I got a couple of questions about this contract. For instance, who is the party of the first part?
For pity's sake, Benton, if you want this thing to hit Kmart by Christmas, just sign the damn contract! All right, here is your contract, and I will now hand over this $800 to you, Mr. Keith Wheeler.
Well, Mrs. Thelma Harper, get ready to make millions.
And you get ready to make license plates, you scumball! You sneak!
Freeze, Wheeler, you're under arrest!
So you finally got me, eh, Sneed? What irony to be outsmarted by the same minds who came up with this crackpot idea. Hold it right there, everybody. Don't anybody move and nobody will get hurt.
Does this mean the deal's off?
Of course, you moron. The man's a crook.
The only real crime would be trying to sell the public on these idiotic inventions. So long, suckers.
Where are you getting?
Skeeter! Honey! Oh, wow.
Stop. Well, what the?
Never fear, I was here.
You were saying something about idiotic inventions?
Well, way to go, Ioma! He's all yours. Book him, Sneedo. 10-4, over now.
Thank you, ladies. Good job. Let's roll, Wheeler.
You know something? It may not be much as an invalid flipper, but you have made one hell of a hook catcher.
Well, so much for the pet lock.
Yeah, I thought we were going to make millions.
Oh, don't give up yet, Skeeter. All we got to do is sell it to somebody who's not a crook. You still believe in my idea, don't you, Mama?
Well, Benton, who the hell can think about locks at a time like this? I got me a bra full of feedback.